This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Here's a bellwether company you might have heard a little bit about. Apple, maker of iMacs and iPods, and as of today, more iPads than you can shake a stick at. They rolled out the new iPad mini this morning. 7.9-inch screen, pencil thin, $329 if you're interested. There are, allowing for different sizes and configurations, 14 different iPads on the market now. And you thought potato chips came in a lot of varieties. Marketplace's Queen of Kim has more on that.
The big news today was supposed to be about the iPad mini, but it was almost upstaged by the new, faster iPad 4. The surprise announcement left some techies who bought the iPad 3 6 months ago a little upset. Sarah Rotman Epps is an analyst at Forrester, and she says at least the iPad 4 looks the same.
So there isn't that status marker of, oh, my iPad is thinner than yours.
And now to the mini. Roger Kay is a tech analyst in New York.
Apple is coming out with a product that I think of as being defensive. There are other competitors, notably Samsung with its Galaxy and Amazon with Fire, in that space already.
And Kay says the competition is taking some market share from the iPad. The iPad mini has a bigger screen than its competitors, but at $329, it's $100 more than the Galaxy and nearly $200 more than the 7-inch Kindle. And that's left some people wondering, who is Apple competing with? Other tablets or itself? Epp says consumers have shown they're willing to pay more for Apple products. And so while it's relatively expensive, the mini is still competitive. At the same time, Epps expects the mini to eat into full-size tablet sales. But she says that's not a bad thing.
Apple deserves a lot of credit for being willing to cannibalize its own product before someone else does.
It's this willingness to compete against itself that has, in part, made Apple a success. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.